God bless you and welcome to Yesterday Ended, Healing the Traumas of Life. I'm your host, Dennis Dobbin. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm at that age where people start thinking about retirement. But as I've mentioned before, I'm not into retirement. I'm into refirement. I want to be fired up about something new in life. Unfortunately, many people in their lives get stuck in a rut and can't think of something new to do. They look at their past and think, that's all there is. Are you stuck in a rut? Do you have no hope for the future? Is there a lack of possibilities for a fulfilling future? No matter your age, God has a hope and a future for you. No matter your economic status, God has resources for you. No matter your education, God can fill your heart with His wisdom. Do you want to leave your past behind? Do you want to live tomorrow with hope? If so, give a listen. I've mentioned it briefly in a couple other episodes that I am working towards taking this podcast to YouTube. I hope to be doing a video in the next month or so. I will continue with the audio version by simply taking the audio from the video that I do. But to do this, there is much for me to learn. I have spent many hours figuring out what direction to go and how to accomplish this new task. Such it is in every category of life. There's always a learning curve. In every situation, there can be the simple challenge of learning a new task. Take, for instance, learning to cook a new type of cuisine. There are new spices and new sauces and new methods of preparation. I have learned to cook Mexican food long ago, but then I heard about Thai food and discovered it, and when it came to cooking that, it was a whole new world. I went to a Thai marketplace, and it was like walking into Thailand. Many of the cans were not written with the English alphabet. It was written in that wild Thai script. Fortunately, there were little signs underneath that told me what it was. So I got coconut milk, and I got different types of curry and lemongrass and on and on. Cooking is a very simple example of learning something new. But how about the way you think? How about your expectation of the future? How is your expectation of God fulfilling His promises? If you have been challenged with pain or shame or loss, the way you think might not bring hope. It's time to learn how to think differently. So where are you in your life now? Moving forward, standing still, or moving backward? How is it with you? Is it time for something new? I want to do something new. I'm done with the lies of the past. With the old, I'm through. I've read I'm a new creation. My old died on the cross. I want to live now in that revelation. I'm going to do something new. Since I'm free from the traps of the past, because Jesus, my bondage did undo. I've read I'm a new creation. Quickened, raised, and seated above, I'm going to live in that perfect relation. I can now do something new. The cross has set me free, and new life in Christ I will pursue. I've read, I am a new creation. Now it's time to believe it and show the world His transformation. What do you want to do? What are you going to do? What can you do? What have you read? Does your past still exist? What do you believe? My poem is filled with wonderful affirmations. The good thing is they are true and scriptural declarations. The truth is we are new creations. So how new do you feel? That's a trick question because no matter how you feel, the truth is you are a new creation. You are a new species of human. The Latin term Homo sapien means the wise human. But now you're a Homo spiritus, a spiritual human. You have now been elevated out of the dirt of mankind into the heavenlies in Christ. That elevation has eliminated your old nature. You now have a new nature that you can lean on and walk and live in. As my poem repeats the truth of our being a new creation, it also repeats the need to read. What are you spending your time reading? What are you spending your time listening to? How are you investing your time into showing the world His transformation within you? Speaking of reading, let's read about it in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If any man be in Christ. What is it to be in Christ? It's where God puts you when He raised you up from the dead. Being in Christ is not an issue of fellowship. It's an issue of your standing. Your fellowship, unfortunately, varies from time to time. So does mine. But it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, "But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption." Of Him, of God, are ye in Christ Jesus. This is not something you did. This is what God has done for you. He placed you in Christ. This would be similar in a way to the witness protection program available to people who testify in court against bad guys and then need to be protected from those bad guys. When you confess Christ as your Lord and Savior, you testified against the old nature that you used to live in. To protect you from that old nature, God has taken you out of where you used to live, the world, and seated you in the heavenlies. He got rid of your old identity, which was corrupt according to deceitful lust, and has given you a new identity with Christ. You now look like Jesus. Now, instead of living in your old ways of the world, you are called to manifest your new nature of being Christ-like. With Christ, you were crucified, died, and were buried. Then you were quickened with Christ, raised up with Christ, and made to sit in the heavenlies with Christ at the right hand of God. Our only problem is that we can still think according to the old nature. It is a choice that we must decide upon every moment. How will we think? Will we think of ourselves as a new creation or an accident waiting to happen? So according to 1 Corinthians 5:17, we were placed in Christ and were made a new creation. Again, this is not something you achieve by your good works. It is a gift of God. God did away with the old and everything became new. When it says became new, the way it's written in the Greek tense indicates that it's a one-time action not needed to be repeated. He made you new, period, end of story. It's the end of the story in the matter of what God did, but the beginning of a new story for what we can do. We can do something new. We can live as a new creation. Now it's a choice for us to turn away from our past and turn unto God to live in the new nature He has made us in Christ. We have to make the decision to let go of our past ways of doubt, worry, and fear, and pride, disobedience, and rebellion. It's time to make a change from the old and do something new according to the new man in you. We read about this in Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. Instead of keeping up with the Gentiles, we need to walk in an opposite manner instead of the vanity or uselessness of their mind. There are times when the phrase no-brainer means an easy decision, and there are other times when a no-brainer is when we just don't think. We're not using our mind to think the truth and then walk out on it. So are you walking in the steps of Christ or other folks? Are you trying to keep up with the Joneses of the world or Jesus from heaven? Let's continue in Ephesians 4, verse 18. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that was in them because of the blindness of their heart. The others Paul spoke of here in Ephesians had come to a very bad place in their lives. Their minds were darkened. They couldn't see the light. They had become alienated or separated from the life of God through the ignorance that was in them because of the blindness or hardness of their heart. They became ignorant because they wouldn't allow their hearts to receive what God was offering. Their hearts were hard. A hard heart is not fertile ground for the seed of the Word of God to grow and produce fruit. Fear can harden our heart. Pride can harden our heart. Because of traumas and defeat in our lives, our heart can become scarred. That scar tissue can build up over a period of time and harden our heart so that we cannot receive the truth. Paul continues to talk about this problem in the next verse. Who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Who, being past feeling, because their heart is hard, they cannot feel, and therefore they give themselves up to the world and the things of the world. But we have a different way. Verse 20. But ye have not so learned Christ. It's interesting that it says that we have not so learned Christ. This indicates that the past couple of verses indicate that these were learned behaviors. How we walk, how we think, how we received is all determined by what we have learned. I've been told that children only have two natural fears. We are born with a fear of falling and loud noises. Every other fear is learned. It's time for us to learn something new. Verse 21. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. Here's where we need to make the decision. Will we listen to Christ and receive from him the truth that he offers? Will we put off our former ways or conduct, which were deceitful to begin with? Spiritually, our old man was crucified, died, and buried. But will we do that with our soul, which is made up of our mind and emotions and will? We are told to do that in Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. What do we do with our emotions and desires from our past? How do we deal with these things that linger from yesterday? According to this verse, we're supposed to crucify them. Things of our past will hang around as long as we will allow them. I can't remember if I've shared this before, but it bears repeating. A few weeks ago, as I looked at the floor in my kitchen, I wasn't pleased. I mop it from time to time to keep it clean, but it's been a long time since I've done a deep cleaning in the corners, and they were filthy. I finally got down on my hands and knees with a scrub sponge and cleaned the whole floor. After I'd cleaned it, I put 3 coats of wax on it. Later that evening, as I took a moment of prayer, I ended up in the kitchen and staring down at the floor, and I saw how pretty it was. It was clean. At that moment, the Lord spoke to me and said, "Yes, you can clean up your life if you put some effort into it." Ouch. It takes effort to renew our minds. Facing the things that hurt us in the past can be difficult at best and terrifying at worst. But to move forward, we need to do something new. Verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. To be renewed is a process of taking off the old clothes of our old ways and putting on the new clothes of the new ways in Christ. It's a decision of your will. And in Christ, you have the power to change. As a new creation, you have been freed from the past and offered a new future of righteousness and joy and peace. The decision is yours. I can now do something new. The cross has set me free. A new life in Christ I will pursue. I've read I am a new creation. Now it's time to believe it and show the world his transformation. You can change and do something new, but it takes willpower to pursue the new life you have in Christ. The good thing is you have the Holy Spirit within you to give you that willpower. You have the fruit of the Spirit, one of which is self-control. You have the ability to change and move forward in life. Heavenly Father, I pray for all who have heard this, and that the seeds planted will grow and bring forth your fruit. I pray for peace within their heart and healing from the challenges of the past, so that truly yesterday has ended for them and they are free to become Christ-like and be new. Lord, I pray that you open their eyes and show them your never-ending love. I pray this in Jesus' name. God bless you all.